Joining us is the administrator of Balranald Shire Council, Mike Colreavy. Mike, it's a pleasure.
Good morning, Fraser.
Now, Mike, got plenty to talk about this week, so we're going to jump straight into it. Council has adopted a draft cemetery policy. Tell us more.
Yes, Fraser, at the March Council meeting, Balranald Shire Council adopted a draft cemetery management policy together with a draft cemetery operating manual for public exhibition and comment. The final versions of the policy and manual will apply to all cemeteries and memorial facilities in Balranald and in Euston, and to the provision for all burial services which are controlled, managed and maintained by council. Council recognises the right of everyone to a dignified interment and treatment of their remains, irrespective of religious belief and culture. As the trustee of cemeteries in council's area, Council's responsible for the administration and management of plots, transfer of interment rights, approvals for monumental works, issuing of licences to work in cemeteries, maintenance of lawn and cemetery grounds, and the interment of ashes. Council will administer, maintain and operate the cemeteries under its control to ensure that sufficient land is acquired and allocated so that current and future generations have equitable access to interment services.
Now, another topic which you've discussed at council meeting and, of course, has been discussed on our interviews a few times, the Bidgee Haven Hostel. How's that coming along?
Yes, at the March council meeting, council considered five tenders for major extensions to the Bidgee Haven Hostel in Balranald that would create an additional 15 beds at the hostel. The tenders came in substantially above the level of available funding for the project. So council resolved not to accept any tender and to enter into non-binding negotiations with a preferred tenderer. Council was satisfied that the tender process has resulted in a fair representation of the local contracting market for works of this nature, and that it was unlikely that fresh tenders will result in any substantially different outcome. Council believes, on independent professional advice, that the best value for money is likely to be achieved through negotiations with the preferred contractor. Council will be seeking additional grant funding for the proposed extension and has deferred any decision to proceed with the works pending receipt of an independent report on the business case for the project, receipt of a further report on the result of negotiations with the preferred tenderer, and advice of the outcome on its application for additional Commonwealth funding.
Fantastic, Mike. Well, plenty to sink our teeth into on that one, and we appreciate your time.
Great to talk to you.
Administrator Mike Colreavy of the Balranald Shire Council there.